This is TWiT.
Apple plans to release a cellular-capable watch to break iPhone times. Intel said to supply the modem. It works with cell networks. Apple, according to Gurman, plans to sell this new Apple Watch Series 3 this year. Now, I do want to find a little fault with Mark. It's not probably his fault. But he, in his interview on Bloomberg and in his article, kind of implied that this is a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough for Apple, but I have to point out others have done this a lot. Samsung, and I have an LG Android Wear watch that has it's built in. It has its own SIM card, and it allows you to make phone calls as well as access to data. I get the impression from reading Mark's story that this is not for making phone calls. This is really about LTE data, so you can get maps, you can stream music.
It's a very delicate balance. Like, they've had, as far as I know, and like you never know without, but they've been working on LTE Apple Watches since before the first Apple Watch came out, and it's always been a question of battery efficiency and thermal. Like, the original Apple Watch ran at the thermal limits of that design. You just could not make that device hotter. And subsequently, they added more battery because they have a list of things that they consider to be important to people that they want to solve for. And they added GPS and they added more battery life so people could do the workout and not run out by the end of the day. And sort of cellular is on that list. So I don't know if it will ship this year. It depends on whether it provides enough battery life if it just came out and suddenly it was a half a day battery life, that'd be a non-starter for them. So provided they could provide sufficient battery life, that watch will ship when they hit that point.
It's not just battery life, because the phone watches I have from Samsung and LG are massive.
Well, theirs is not. See, that's the thing. Is that, and I think the original model of the quote was it would burn your wrist off.
Right. So that's not, you don't want that.
Also, I think that's part of the future of Apple Watch. I started – I liked the special June Pride watch band so much that that's what finally got the Apple Watch out of the drawer for the first time in months, because I just thought it was a very, very pretty band. And it got me, even though I'm not primarily an iPhone user, realizing how good a fitness watch it is and how good a media watch it is, even if you're just using it with an Android phone. And that's all you're getting from it. So it'd be nice to have cellular on it, particularly if it's being used primarily as a data connection as opposed to a voice connection. But if it means that I now have to get another account and another service, if it means that I have to get a new data plan for my existing service, that wouldn't be a really great move forward, at least not for me. What I think that Apple should really do is move forward just on the basic idea of making this a generic device that will happily talk to talk to Android as well as iPhone, to take it away from its first generation idea of you're going to have a watch that can work as sort of a terminal for apps that are running on a phone, have everything running directly on the phone, have it just connect intermittently to a host phone if it's present, just for syncing purposes and for status purposes, but allow people to simply just put this on, play whatever music they want, get access to fitness information off of any app that they want. I think that really needs to go in the same direction as the iPod did, where it was originally a Mac only product, and then once you realize that there are only about 10% or fewer of desktops around the world are Macs, and the 90% of the people have money to spend on watches, Perhaps you should sell to people who have Android phones as well as iPhones as well, if you really want to get to the potential of the product.
Gurman says that the phone would probably be sold as, or the watch rather, the phone watch, I guess I should call it, would be sold by carriers in carrier stores. That's how they do the other ones, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile. The new device could still be delayed beyond 2017. Indeed, the company, this is Gurman talking, had already postponed a cellular-capable smartwatch last year.
Well, and I think that there is an opportunity for, you know, while it may be a lot of data, being able to walk out with your AirPods and your watch.
But you could do that now. You just can't get streaming music. You
can have 4 gigs. Yeah. I mean, answer the phone, though. You know, like, you know, not
well,
have to reach
that's,
up.
And again, he never mentions using it as a phone here.
Right. I'm just saying that would be really convenient.
But yeah, I mean, these are things that you can easily add. I can give me $80. I can go on eBay or Amazon and buy a really horrible Chinese watch that can do those things. That will be a music player. That will also, but No. I'm saying basic.
I guess it has a feature, but the power is always the ecosystem. I mean, that's why you don't want to use something else.
He's agreeing with you, Alex. He's agreeing with you.
Okay. No, I'm about to finish the sentence.
Okay.
Saying that if all it did was it can act as a Bluetooth device that can pair to any phone, and when a phone call comes in, here's the phone number, here's the call ID information, touch this button, and it will act as a hands-free device for answering that phone call, that would make it so much of a nicer – it's not something that would require Apple-only software to run on an Android device, for instance. I'm saying that it would be nice if I could be able to one of the things that got me so that rekindled my interest in the Apple Watch was also having AirPods and being able to sync at least one playlist to the thing, and now rely on that as my music player, given that I don't need to have 128 gigs of albums with me all the time. I just want to have a couple of important playlists and maybe a few recent podcasts. So it really did make me reconsider how much money Apple might be leaving on the table and how much of the potential of this device that Apple is leaving behind by requiring that there has to be an iPhone somewhere right in the mix.